Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bob Haney. Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, I guess I haven't mapped out the X's and O's of what our selection process is going to look like. It's not going to be entirely my decision. Different members of the ownership group will be very involved. Other members of baseball operation, Katie Griggs, members of her side of the organization, I'm sure will be involved. So my experience with these processes, and I've been a part of three in my career, they're broad, they're thorough. There's a lot of people involved. There's a lot of different aspects to it.
That's Mike Elias, president of baseball operations for the Baltimore Orioles, and Tony Mancelino. We're going to hear from him as well. He met with the media before Elias did, and the question was, does Mancelino have to interview for the manager's job, even though, you know who he is.
And he did for 50 games.
And I'm assuming you've talked to the players, but, you know, I guess there is a thorough process and a protocol that takes place, and you want, man, I get that. But he talked about the layers of people that are going to be involved. Now, ultimately, now he's saying it's not going to be totally my decision, but I think ultimately he's going to be the one that decides who gets to replace Brandon Hyde on a full-time basis. Now, it could be Tony Mancelino. It could be someone from outside the organization. Now, I don't know what Katie Griggs' baseball acumen is in regards to, you know, putting a field manager in a dugout to take a team to new heights. I know that she's great at marketing. I don't know her personally. Be real here, but in generating ticket sales, and that kind of blew up in their face when they said we're changing the protocol with that, you know, at the worst time, you know, was their last place in the division. So I don't know. Ownership, of course, because they're the ones going to sign the check. But at the end of the day, Mike Elias is going to be the guy that decides who gets to be the manager of the team full-time. Nolan McGraw, get in here. And we've talked about it before. I thought this whole GM thing was a nothing burger to begin with. They're going to move him to president and hire a guy who's going to run baseball while he sits there and handles the draft. No, he's taking care of the entirety of the process. And who the GM is going to be whenever they hire one, it's just going to be another voice perhaps for him to rely on. Sig Meidel is going to be a very prominent part of this as well. So what do you think, Nolan, the comments that Elias just had going back to yesterday in regards to the whole protocol involved in hiring a manager? And, you know, does Tony Mancelino have to wait in line, or is he going to be first in line, even though he was literally there yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what, if it really even matters. All right, do we talk to Mancelino first? I think that just seems easiest. He's already here. He's already in the building. Get him before he heads back home. I mean, just knock it out. You got other candidates becoming available by the day. You know, I appreciate the clarification that it is going to be a thorough process for them. I think there was a little bit of fear around here that it might just get quickly passed off to Mancelino, but that was quickly put to bed yesterday. The Katie Griggs involvement there, you mentioned it. I don't even, listening to this comment, that to me, that can't be right. We can't be talking about the manager here. I'm sorry. No offense to Katie Griggs.
Unless I miss her. I'm blind, but I'm not deaf. But
I agree with you. Every coaching position that I've ever been involved with, that an interview process, whether it was at, you know, Notre Dame or even like, well, I know Minnesota, Notre Dame, San Fran, when we hired Moot, there was two people involved. You know, the more...
The unmarrier.
Yeah, well, all right, there's going to be a lot of people. Okay, well, what do you think? Then you got like, well, I like this guy. Well, I like this guy. Well, I like that guy.
Yeah, when are we getting lunch? Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, getting back to what I originally said, Katie Griggs, I'm going to go ahead and say that she probably doesn't have a lot of experience hiring a field manager.
No, and what
her input would be,
yeah, I mean,
is
what? What is she bringing to the table there? And even if, let's say this was the process for the GM hire. Okay, maybe that would make a little bit more sense, but even still, seemingly that GM is going to be coming in for baseball-only stuff. You know, he has nothing to do with, you know, what the concession prices are, or ticket prices, or concerts coming to town. I mean, I think Rubenstein or someone in his group could handle that a little bit better. I just found that comment to be a little strange.
Yeah. So anyway, we just heard Mike Elias say it. Don't know why he said it. Maybe she will be part of it. To some level, whether or not it makes sense. I mean,
Bob, one other question I got is, okay, let's say all the interviews are not taking place here, okay? They're going to put all these people on a plane, you know, that are involved in the interview.
But getting back to Manzo real quick, you know how you go get deli meat and you grab a ticket?
Yeah.
I'm number one. He's number one. He's literally standing at the lunch meat counter yesterday at the warehouse thing. Here's Elias elaborating on what the process will be like. Trying to find a new manager, which he said it's happening ASAP.
We think he did a terrific job as the interim manager with that particular assignment in 2025, with where the players were, with where the organization was. I thought he added a lot of value and did a great job with that assignment. And I got the chance to work with him much more closely during this. And I'm very impressed with him as I've gotten to know him more. Told him that we are going to utilize the opportunity of having the permanent chair vacant to talk to other people, figure out who the right fit is for this team for 2026. That process is going to include him.
All right, there we go. That's him talking about Manzolino more in detail, that he will be included in the process. I like the permanent chair thing. That's good. It's like Howard Stern, who gets the Jackie chair when Jackie Marlin left for the 7 bazillionth time. So he's part of the process, and I think he deserves to be part of the process. Look, Bruce Bochy, going to the Hall of Fame, got 4 World Series championships as a manager. Who played for him in San Francisco? Buster Posey, the general manager of the Giants. He's now making that decision. Now, does he circle back to Bochy, bring him back because he just left Texas? I would think if I'm Bochy, I'm just like, peace out. Been there, done that. Yeah. We'll settle it down. Bob Melvin, come on, man. This guy's been, and I know he played for the Orioles way back when, and he was part of one of my favorite all-time Oriole teams. But he's been whacked multiple times during his managerial tenure. I know experience is going to have to be part of the equation, but at what point is it, you're a descending guy who's not in the prime of inspiring players, to let's bring in someone that has more experience than Manzolino did, even though he managed at the minor league level, and obviously is now managed at the major league level. I don't know who that guy is. We could try to connect dots all we want, but I think when Hyde got it, that was Elias's first hire. And then even going back when Harbs got it in Baltimore. I mean, guys that we don't know who are going to pop out of nowhere, perhaps, and be part of this equation, Nolan.
Yeah, but I think that might be part of the problem. You mentioned the whole experience factor, that everyone's so fixated on experience. That's the one thing that we want as a difference over Hyde or over Manzolino. Well, if it's going to be someone we're not familiar with, it's probably a first-timer. It's probably somebody's bench coach from somewhere else. I mean, sure, you have a Ryan Flaherty. We know him because he played here. But beyond that, if it's a bench coach somewhere else that's off the radar, I don't think that's going to really inspire anything. I'm left just kind of thinking that there's no perfect candidate, right? I look at the big names. I look at, you know, other hidden gems or out there suggestions, whatever it is across the board. I just don't see a slam dunk perfect hire here, which to me started to, you know, it creep into my head a little bit over the past week or so that Mansellino could end up being the guy. Not that he's their first choice, but I think that he's their backup and that they could land on their backup pretty quickly.
And let's not forget, too, coming up through the organization, Buck Britton was assumed to be the heir apparent. He was on the coaching staff this year. No guarantees that he might get an interview. We don't know. But there's no guarantees he's going to get that job. And real quick, here's Mike Elias talking about what a new GM, whenever they hire that, would do differently than what he does right now.
I think the answer to that very much depends on who it is. What's very clear to me is there's a lot of work in baseball operations now running these departments on a day-to-day basis. It's a ton of work. We have a relatively small baseball operations department still, and we have room to grow. And we're also very interested in outside perspectives and outside talent. So that can come in different profiles and backgrounds and job duties.
Bob, my question would be, whose idea was it to do that? Bring in a general, you know, was it the owner or was it his?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think that was really addressed. Yeah. But
and then the other question.
Bottom line is that new GM's not going to be running the organization.
No.
Mike Elias is.
My other question I wish they would have, and maybe they did, ask Elias is for the managerial candidate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What characteristics are you looking
he
for?
He said experience is going to be part of it. And we've got a lot of layers, Vinny, to get in with Mike Elias because we care about what the Orioles are going to do with their managerial search, because I still think, and I truly believe this, that they're going to be in the playoffs a year from now. Now, if they got the rotation, I don't care if it's Earl Weaver reincarnated. You got the opening day rotation for 2025. You're going to lose more often than you win. And they're going to have to stay healthy to some level. But your thoughts on what Mike Elias, we just played. We got many more to get into with him. Talking about the team, the offseason. Managerial hire is paramount. And then you got to bolster your roster. He even talked about adding another to the rotation in regards to topping up with Bradish and Trevor Rogers. So we got all of that to get into. And the Ravens are in disarray. So the Orioles finished last. The Ravens are in last on the last day of September. How you feeling on this Turning Up Tuesday?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.